to Bongino and his flip-flopping. Next segment. Some stations don't carry this first five. We have 400+, so it's always important, but huge internet audience, obviously. And call me with us at the bottom of the hour, and then Patrick Byrne, U.S. intelligence asset, highly recommended by General Flynn. Got some big stuff on a whole bunch of fronts. Just wait to hear this. And we're going to Bongino. And you know, this is painful for me because I knew Bongino. I wanted to believe in him. And now you have this pipe bomb cover-up, which is completely obvious and completely desperate and just impossible and ridiculous. You know, a year plus before, he's buying pipe bombs because the election's stolen. And he goes to a Home Depot. I mean, with this, you could put me in prison or anybody in prison right now. Over the years, he's doing DoorDash in the area. So, look, he's the guy. I mean, this poor guy, it's what they do. They get him. He's obviously drugged up from the beginning. They've got him ready. They've got some psychiatrists they control. It's always the same story, Surian, you name it. It would take hours to go into it. He just fried out of his brain, and then they're just going to send him off to a mental institution. But I'm already cutting into the segment. We'll get into it all. We also have Trump saying he thinks there's a cover-up in J6 last night. So his instincts are right. But to have them do this and now turn around and say, oh, see, there was a terrorist on J6 and recycle it on CNN is just over the top. And you got Bongino and Patel. Never believe the FBI. They've been lying to you. Abolish the intelligence component. Shut down the building. Now I run all intelligence. Tulsi Gabbard can't be involved. It is literal 180 world. And so I don't think there's bare minimum. I'll just say it. Because we've been being too nice to Bongino. Patel's compromised and blackmailed, bare minimum, so is Bongino. And then it just gets worse from there. And you know what? Let's just, in general, because there's only 3 minutes to break, come back and I'll give you the floor to get into the rest of the pipe bomb and what you think about all this, and we'll play the Trump clip and get into your Bongino clips. But there's a bunch of them, but we'll at least get to two of them. But we'll try to air them all. Just in general, I know you're not happy about this either, Kyle. This just tears my guts out because... I mean, you add all this to the Epstein 180 and all of it. What the hell? Just give us, you and I talking across the table at dinner, or you're talking to your brother or whatever. Hey, bro, what's really happening? A summation. What the hell's going on here?
We're screwed is what's going on here. This is the most dangerous thing that could happen. And I think that what we're going to see, broadly speaking, is I think that if the Republicans don't maintain the House, Trump is basically going to just face impeachments, and so are all of his cabinet people. It's going to be nonstop kind of warfare for the last 2 years. So starting in January of 27,
well, that's
you're
right.
Screwed.
Patel thinks he's playing footsie, as you predicted 10 months ago when he first was getting approved. He thinks they let him through with all his lies to be nice. He thinks he's buddy. So they're going to fry his ass.
I have to imagine that somebody walked up to these guys. Everyone thinks that it was like, oh, they showed him a file and said, here's what we got on you. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I've never seen anybody do anything like that. What I see is people that are trained to handle assets. So my guess is that somebody walked up and they just said, Alex, thank God you're here. We've been waiting for you. This place is so screwed up. We just need your voice. And I've been listening for a long time. And like your clarity is going to be so helpful. Anything you need, I'm your guy. Just come to me and I'll make sure you get it. Meanwhile, like what are they doing? Cross their fingers behind their back. You know, and they're going to go and they're going to set you up for stuff. So what's easier to destroy the credit, go out there and
you said that 10 months ago. You predicted it. You've been dead on. I agree. That's what it is.
They
do the perfect move to destroy themselves.
This is the nail in the coffin. There are three cases Dan Bongino said that they were going to solve. I don't know why they were his three, but one was cocaine in the White House. Doesn't seem like national security. The other was the Dobbs leak. And the last one was the pipe bomb. If you get them to arrest a black autistic brony who didn't even have the ability to do this stuff and wasn't in the right place, and then you go out there and prove very publicly, which I think is going to be feasible, and I've already seen some stuff behind the scenes that looks like we could probably, I guarantee you I can get an acquittal at a DC jury. So I hope his attorney will reach out to us. But if you go prove that he didn't do this, or that at least a jury lets him off, you're done. Your credibility, nail in the coffin, hammer down.
This reminds me of Richard Jewell and the Olympic Park bombing.
Yeah, the difference is that I'm not going to let it go, and we didn't have independent media back then.
All right, you'll have the floor when we come back. I'm going to go throw up.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a saying, Houston, we have a problem. And we got a big problem with the FBI. You know, I've been cogitating since this pipe bomb Patsy thing came out, and it looked bad when it first happened. Now that we've had time to analyze it, it's way worse. Absolutely impossible, total horse manure at every level. We just spent 20, 30 minutes getting into some of it. It means the FBI leadership is completely compromised, bare minimum. Maybe they're active cheerleaders in all of this. I agree with Kyle, who first predicted this 10 months ago. They got deep staters that act like they're friends, that are experts in psychological warfare, manipulating Patel and Bongino, who are way in over their heads. And they're setting them up with all this. And I'm not doing that to defend them. That's what this is, because they look like they're in the headlights. They, there's a cover-up in Pennsylvania in Butler. And we all know that. We saw it. We don't even, and now, no, it's, I was briefed. The FBI told me. And, Epstein acted alone and wasn't even a child molester, and he killed himself, and we don't know who the pipe bomber is, but suddenly once it gets exposed, we know in a couple weeks. And on and on and on at every level, it's watching Bongino and Patel blow their feet off with shotguns. It's like watching the coyote try to kill the roadrunner. And, Kyle, you sent us a bunch of clips, but the way they are, they're embedded. We've got to play each one and go to the next. So it'll take a second in between the clips. I'm going to let you narrate this once we get to this thing on Bongino. But I don't think it's even – everybody has seen the flip-flopping, but we just did it. But I want to play this Trump clip where he's talking about who's been in charge of the pipe bombing investigation, who was also involved and caught manipulating and covering things up. And then you have the person –
this is the prosecutor.
Yeah, this is the prosecutor. Then we have the person they were thinking at the blaze – was the person that you happen to be staking out their house over the pipe bombing, or the thing next door. That's another Capitol cop. And they first said, oh, that's crazy. And then, oh, it's true. Okay, we'll just shut up, move on from that. I mean, talk about Lord working in mysterious ways. And she's one of the first to be reportedly shooting rubber bullets at people, and she's testifying in cases against J6ers. I'm sure she's totally not involved. But all I'm saying is this is crazy. And you have Trump being asked about it. He's like, yeah, I don't have confidence in this. We need to look at that. So it just shows what a fiasco this is. No one's buying it. Here's the clip.
We'll entertain. I'm Kara from Lindell TV, Kara Kashnova, and I'm not fake news, just so you know. And everybody's talking about the pipe bomber over the weekend, the suspect that was taken into custody. I reported on Biden's kangaroo court for 4 years, and this is an important question to me. Everyone knows that J6 was a Fed's direction to set you and your supporters up. So my question is, what's your gut instinct about the new pipe bomber suspect taken into custody? Does your instinct tell you that he acted alone? And also, Mr. President, how do you feel about the lead prosecutor on the pipe bomber case? Jocelyn Valentin is the same prosecutor that allegedly asked the J6er to lie to frame you for J6 when you did nothing wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that question. It's sort of a statement, and I appreciate it very much. Jocelyn is being looked at. They all have to be looked at. What they're doing is so bad. This was a whole Democrat hoax. The whole thing was a Democrat hoax, and it's all being looked at. Appreciate that.
So let's stop there, and then I'm going to give Kyle control. He can tell him which clips he wants to play. But to me, there's two big stories here. I guarantee you Trump doesn't even know who that prosecutor is. He went and looked.
Guaranteed.
Okay. That's what's so scary about real reporters there. And that reporter knew what they were doing. They were alerting Trump to this, and hey, they're setting you up. which is the access they're so afraid of. They were so afraid of me talking to him 8 years ago. Now they got a much bigger problem. There's that story of Trump doesn't even know what's going on, but he gets it. And then you've got the larger story of who is in control of this, and the president has no confidence. Well, it's got to go back to Todd Blanche. So address that, and then you can go wherever you want with this in the 18 minutes we have left. Call Sarah.
Sounds great. So look, that's the exact same problem, and this is the reason why someone like me doesn't have access in there, why nobody wants to hear what I have to say, why you want to try and stifle certain voices. I know a lot of things about one thing. I know about the one agency I worked at. I know a lot of the people in there. They still talk to me. So when I go out there and say, Kash Patel is flying on a jet, and the jet is piloted by a guy who worked on Arctic Frost and the Jack Smith, you know, investigations, and whether he was specifically involved in the Mar-a-Lago case at the time it was going through or later, I know what I'm saying because they fired him. They got the right guy. They were like, holy crap, we didn't know who that was. What we keep seeing is the Trump administration has people that are filtering, and it doesn't get to Trump. By the time he finds out about it, he's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, we're going to have this woman, Jocelyn Ballantyne, who was a prosecutor against Enrique Tarrio. We're going to have the same person there covering this case. Well, what does that mean? What does that look like for us? I didn't know she still worked there. Of course he doesn't, because he doesn't know the granular, minute detail, nor could he. And that's really simple. He doesn't know what's happening on the ground in these agencies because there's too many. And you wouldn't expect that. So you'd hope that you had somebody in the White House that gets it. Now, what I'm hearing from folks that have reached out to me and told me, the Trump administration, like people in the White House, aren't buying this. They're going out to dinner parties. They're talking to other people. And they don't buy this at all because the story is crap. And here's how crap the story is. Apparently, we're supposed to believe the FBI gathered phone pings. Like I said, 186 phones identified. They gathered, some possible lists of suspects. And then they just covered it up or didn't do anything about it. And then this FBI, 9 months after the fact, but more importantly, a couple of weeks after Steve Baker blew their minds and pointed out the Capitol Police are likely involved in it, they decided to go out there and get a guy. And what did they use to identify him? Cell phone pings. I already showed you the map. It's bad. A license plate reader, which showed, we've got a picture of his car out there. It's a Nissan Sentra. It's probably there's not a ton of them driving around on any given night on DC, but it's a 2017 Nissan Sentra blue with factory wheels that's out there driving. So they got that on a license plate reader, 24 minutes in generally the right area. And he bought some pipe and some wire and some wire strippers. The most embarrassing thing on all this, Alex, if he was building bombs and he needed the tools that he bought, he was buying the components to include the electrical parts in 2019, but he waited to be able to buy wire strippers until November of 2020. Just as a man who owns a bunch of wire strippers and machinist files and the other stuff they start highlighting, apparently he bought all those things at a weird time. What they don't say is that those are the only things that he bought at that moment. And I think that's really critical. What you see is this complaint that sort of outlines a case that's sort of like he bought these things, but they didn't say that they kind of implied that they're the only things he bought. Like he went to the store and bought this specifically for a bomb, but there's no evidence that that's the case. And the odds are he actually bought some other things. And this guy who's a super genius that managed to evade the FBI for 5 years, used his own credit card number, drove around Washington, D.C. using his own cell phone and drove in his own car to commit the crime. And the FBI couldn't find him in 5 years. Just on its face, that's completely unbelievable. And it should be unbelievable to a guy that for a long time was telling the American people they're in on it. This is a big conspiracy. It's an inside job. There's all this stuff and the FBI is part of it. And if you want to play the first clip that we gave you, Dan Bongino, in his own words, knew this stuff before he got there. How he's flipped. It's mind blowing to watch it. It really is.
They've had it the entire time. But the video appears manipulated. Appears dramatically manipulated. And I'm going to tell you why, so we put the bottom line up front, because it is the biggest political scandal the FBI is ever going to deal with, including collusion and Spygate. The FBI, I am absolutely convinced, knows the identity of the person who planted that bomb. I've told you this many times. The person who planted that bomb was definitely an insider. It was not an anti-Trump person. It was someone planting a bomb to create a narrative that crazy MAGA people are trying to assassinate Kamala Harris. Because the bomb was planted at the DNC, where she conveniently was. She wasn't at the Capitol on January 6th the entire day. No one's been able to explain that. So the FBI released new video. Must have taken them a while to doctor this. And the frame rate seems manipulated. Now, I don't want to get overly technical. We're going to play this video. This is from the great Mike Benz. He's at Mike Benz Cyber, and you need to follow this thing. You'll notice that the glasses the guy had on, that it appears if you look at this thing through various lenses, the video, And if you're listening on Apple and Spotify, please watch this on Rumble. It appears that they manipulated the eyes with a horizontal blur bar so that biometrics and AI type features would not be able to identify this guy. You notice you can't see the eyes or the glasses? They also appeared to manipulate the frame rate. It's pretty easy to explain. If you play a video at a normal frame rate, it may be a certain amount of frames per second, right? Where the human eye processes it as continuous motion.
Yeah, we can see it's blacked
out. When you start to see choppy motion in those old multiplex cameras, you know, the guy moves like this, like a robot if you're listening on Apple and Spotify, it's because the frame rate is so slow that it's only catching intermediate motion. It appears the FBI deliberately slowed the frame rate down. Now, why would they do that? It appears they did that, and if you watch Benz's video, which we're playing here, you'll see that it makes it easier. Because if you have 10 frames per second rather than 1,000, and you're going to edit out the eyes in a video, then, ladies and gentlemen, you only have to edit out 10 frames and not 1,000.
Hit pause. It's more than that, because we don't edit stuff, but we see that stuff. It lowers the grade of
the aspect ratio.
It lowers the grade so that you don't see the blurring as easy. Sorry. But you sent so much evidence here. He's literally convicting himself here, showing he knew, and now he comes and says, trust the FBI, believe the official story. This is damning. Call Servant.
It just doesn't make any sense to make that argument for the years that he did. And then also, listen
to
the
energy. By the way,
he's right,
and Mike Benz is right. You look at it.
Yeah.
And people don't need to be told this. They can see it. They put a blur up over it.
Right. Correct. And they also changed the aspect ratio. It usually comes out now. Most stuff is put out in what's called 16:9. So that's the wide frame that most people are exposed to. If you have a computer or a phone, that's what you see. And they changed the aspect ratio to 4:3. And then, as he said, they reduced the frame rate from either 30 frames per second.
A lot of times you'll do your editing in the full aspect. I've been told this by people. And you cover up the editing by downgrading it after.
Correct. And that's what happens. Compression and downgrading all happens after the fact. The FBI uploaded garbage things. So they were obviously helping the cover up at the time from anybody who was looking at it, including people like, you know, now the deputy director. They were making the point. We were all making the point. We're supposed to forget the last 5 years where we know you were giving us garbage for evidence. You said, hey, public, we need your help. But
well,
I guess somebody must have been going wink and nod.
I already thought you were right because you've been right so much. But now this is open and shut. They've just completely convicted themselves in the court of public opinion, and we haven't even gotten started. I mean, this is villainous by Bongino. And now we see them going after patriots with the DOJ, the people warned of, so I guess they'll probably indict us. Fine, go ahead, Bongino. Go ahead, Patel, because in the end, they're going to fry both of you. I cannot believe that there are so many pussies in this country. Like, I mean, what do they think? They're going to go tell us the truth for all these years? And
Alex, watch this. Are you ready? Because we had that clip and people saw the energy level. And just like you're speaking and just like I speak, there's a natural way. You might have natural outrage. You might have natural conviction about what you're saying. But there's a certain amount of honesty that is conveyed when you are not rehearsed and you are just saying things.
Oh, no, Bongino and Patel come off great and smart when they're being good guys. And then you see them later, they look like deer in the headlights, like there's a gun to their head.
Let's do the Sean Hannity clip. You watch the energy differential there, and you tell me that that is not... You tell me it's the same guy with the same conviction. It's clip number 5. And for me, for once, Sean Hannity actually did a little bit of journalism. He asked a hard question. And you tell me how that lands on you, because it's criminal that he went out there. And it's criminal because he murdered his future podcast career, as far as I can tell.
Well, I don't even care about the country, man.
I'm just saying, you know the Democrats get back in.
You know they're going to, we have to wait. We'll probably throw us in prison. I mean, I just like.
You know what? Alex, when they come back in, they're going to have to look at us, and we're the ones that are going to like be calling out things as they were. And honest to God, I think we're going to be low on the totem pole because they're going to go after these guys because they were person number one.
All I'm saying is I'm not stopping no matter what. I just can't believe.
It's so short-sighted.
I just can't believe there's so many corrupt people. I can't believe you can go from. They were good guys. I mean, they're smart is the point. And now they
watch the energy level. Watch the energy. It'll just make your mind up. All you got to do
is
see.
Here's a clip. Go ahead.
This is Bongino versus Bongino.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. This is before you became the deputy FBI director. You put a post on X right after this happened. And you said there's a massive cover-up because the person that planted those pipe bombs, they don't want you to know who it is because it's either a connected anti-Trump insider or an inside job. You said that, you know, long before you even thought of as deputy FBI director.
Yeah, that's why I said to you, this investigation's just begun. We are pretty comfortable to have our guy. I think as the, again, legal process starts to surface and information and facts start to come out, the public's going to be very comfortable with the investigation that was conducted under Director Patel and his leadership. He's been great on this. But I don't want to, you know, listen, I was paid in the past, Sean, for my opinions. That's clear. And one day I'll be back in that space. But that's not what I'm paid for now. I'm paid to be your deputy director. And we base investigations on facts. And, you know, it was interesting. I was looking out in the crowd today at the presser, and I saw a couple of media figures who you and I both know who promoted the other scandal, the collusion hoax. And I thought to myself, you know, the difference between us and them is, you know, we evolve. As information and new inputs come out, we can produce different outputs because that's what we believe in. We believe in facts and investigations guided by facts. There were people out there in that crowd, I'm sure, still believe in this collusion fairy tale hoax. So we'll see. We're going to be guided by the facts as this thing goes forward. And I can't leave the truck here without thanking the president. The president.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. This is before you became the deputy.
All right, so let's stop right there. He does a 180 and says, the Russian hoax people are pushing this. No, they're going along with your story saying, look, the Trump people really are terrorists. See, we told you. So he literally tries to go, Russia hoax, Democrats. No, dude, it's you. It's you.
He's appealing to his old credibility and his old authority space. And so here's what's really interesting, Alex. Let's do some meta-analysis. People can zoom back out. All right. Blaze came forward and said, we've got a person that fit all the criteria that Podcast Dan and Podcast Cash Patel and you and I would have all agreed made sense. Somebody that's connected to the government that would have had access to the levers of power, but wouldn't have been somebody powerful. You'd want somebody on the ground level to go do it.
And right? We have the cops going right to the bombs.
We got the cops going right to the bombs for the same agency. So all of that stuff lines up. What did we see immediately happen? Media blackout on CBS, media blackout on MSNBC, on NBC. Nobody covers it. InfoWars covers it. I cover it. You cover it. Blaze covers it. That's it. Everybody else is a coward. So nothing there. FBI, what do they say? Nothing. Zilch. They panic. They freak out and try to figure out what they can do. And then they come up with, wait for it, a totally disconnected from the government, autistic black guy who lived in his mom's basement, who's a brony and likes My Little Pony, and apparently also builds pipe bombs, even though he doesn't have the bomb-making stuff. He doesn't actually have the black powder in there. We don't see any sort of Google search warrant saying that they found him searching for bomb-making or he bought the Anarchist Cookbook or any of the things that would make you go, oh yeah, obviously this is the guy. And apparently he's a mastermind that was able to evade you by doing what people do every day. Carry their own phones, buy stuff with their own freaking credit cards, and driving their own cars around. And that's enough to get away from. And then all of that goes down. And who picks up this story? CNN's running it. MSNBC broke it. Ken Delanian was the first guy. Ken Delanian reached out to me and said, hey, you said CBS broke this story. No. I broke this story over at MS Now, MSNBC. Ken Delanian. You guys know who that is.
What you're getting at is we had coordinated like artillery in a war opening up.
That's right.
We see coordination from the classic deep state situation.
All the people that suddenly need to go on board, you're seeing them all cover it. So CBS Scott McFarland is on board. Ken Delanian says it happened. Everybody's acting like this is somehow like shut, like open and shut case. This is not an open and shut case.
But they got a big problem because Capo's framing him is running all this. Wow. So.
And what that tells you, by the way, Alex, what that tells you is not that that person who helped like go after Enrique Tarrio is like the person that wants to get Donald Trump and that's why they're bad. That is a person that does what they need to do to keep their job. And this is the point I keep making. Everyone thinks that there's this like, oh, it's a bunch of leftists that are out there trying to do the leftist bidding or the Democrat bidding. No. Government agencies are all individually their own self-licking
ice cream
cone.
It's a bunch of careerists that will do whatever they're told, and that's why they go up in the organization, because they're robots.
That's it. The people that are looking out for their own agency, their own credibility, and their own job, they're the most dangerous people in the world. During Nuremberg, they called them the good Germans. They went along to get along with things that they knew were wrong. They didn't agree with it, but they did it.
And just
during COVID,
orders,
I called
though,
them good Americans.
Didn't keep them from getting hung.
Not very many people got hung, though, Alex. Go look up the. That's the other problem that people always cite. Like, oh, you're going to go hang like
they brought him over here. They rewarded him, gave him CIA jobs.
That's exactly what happens. That's exactly it. So anyway.
So let me ask you this question.
You can believe the mainstream media or not. And
what's going to come out of this now? You've been really good at predict. Well, where do you see this going now?
I think this is going to torpedo these guys. Look, I already had people tell, whether people believe it or not is irrelevant, but like I had friends that I trust tell me that the protective detail for Bongino are packing up his apartment in DC and they're moving him back to Florida. So I won't be surprised when he's gone. And I told you that before, and I told you sometime by the end of the year, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be right, or maybe he'll stick around just to spite me and be miserable. But I think his credibility is going to be tanked on this. And if they take this to court and put it in front of a jury, I will basically guarantee, I'll stake the reputation that they can get an acquittal, because I've already seen enough evidence. It's not available for the public yet, but I've already seen it. And I don't like teasing this stuff, but I'm just telling you how BS this is. There's already enough out there to make sure that there is reasonable doubt, which is the only standard. When he said, we're comfortable, we've got the right guy, that's not how the FBI arrests people. They go out there because they have a slam dunk case.
We're comfortable, exactly. Not we've got our guy.
And he said the public is going to be comfortable too, which means this is a person out there. They did a huge circle jerk and five people. It should take down Bondi. It should take down Patel. It should take down Bongino. Well, it should take down Judge Jeanine.
What about Patel? What about Patel? I mean,
so the story goes, and this is sort of like rumor mill, unsubstantiated, one source at this point. But the guy told me that Patel is trying to do a dedication of the gym at Quantico because he's not going to be there by the end of the year is the claim. Now, whether that's true or not, we'll find out. Trump's been pretty stalwart by standing by him, but apparently he's trying to go and do the dedication of the gym at Quantico, which is not opening for another 6 weeks. And he wants to do it like next week so that he can get his name on there and be the guy who opened up a new gym. You want to have something physical to remind people that you worked at the FBI for a little while, I guess. And it sounds like that's the case. So people inside the Bureau are already claiming he's on the way out. Listen, I've told you this before. I still believe it. I don't think these guys last, whether it's till midterms or whether it's at the end of this year.
So the next question is, how do we put names out? Who do we replace? Who comes in?
So Bailey has been floated as a possible AG candidate, and that would make some sense since he was an AG. I don't know whether he goes into the FBI role.
That's a Missouri AG.
And he's currently the co-deputy director of the FBI in an unprecedented move. Apparently, he actually vests as far as the amount of time where he could become the acting director of the FBI on the 15th of this month. So I've been told that by a couple of things. I haven't looked into the litigious source of it, but there's a real possibility that we see Andrew Bailey step in. The deputy director will then become a guy named Chad Yarbrough, who, by the way, has replaced the previous associate deputy director. The number three at the FBI right now is not on the org chart. If you guys go to the website, he's not there, but his name's Chad Yarbrough. And he slowly crept into place so that if Dan Bongino goes away and Andrew Bailey goes up into the top spot, he'll be the number two in the FBI and he'll make a big, big jump from his previous job. And everybody said he's a yes man's yes man. People I worked with said he's a snake. So that makes perfect sense.
We got Patrick Byrne coming in with huge breaking five stories, but he'll be fine. He'll come in. He wants to hear what you have to say. I want to ask you another question about this, but I can tell you why they want us off here. It came out in documents from the last administration. Trump, here's what we can also call him, but when he gets for the public works, we can affect in this reshuffle getting some good people in. This is actually a big opportunity. I want to briefly talk about it with Kyle Serafin on the other side. Stay with us. For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. Globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific. Then they also know things are so dangerous. They're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year, warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that. But now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll entertain them. I'm Kara from Lindell TV, Kara Kashnova, and I'm not fake news, just so you know. And everybody's talking about the pipe bomber over the weekend, the suspect that was taken into custody. I reported on Biden's kangaroo court for 4 years, and this is an important question to me. Everyone knows that J6 was a Fed's direction to set you and your supporters up. So my question is, what's your gut instinct about the new pipe bomber suspect taken into custody? Does your instinct tell you that he acted alone? And also, Mr. President, how do you feel about the lead prosecutor on the pipe bomber case? Jocelyn Valentin is the same prosecutor that allegedly asked the J6er to lie to frame you for J6 when you did nothing wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that question. It's sort of a statement, and I appreciate it very much. Jocelyn is being looked at. They all have to be looked at. What they're doing is so bad. This was a whole Democrat hoax. The whole thing was a Democrat hoax, and it's all being looked at. Appreciate that.
All right, Patrick Byrne is in the studio to break five major news stories, key intel, and so many key topics that ties into all this. But, Kyle Server, just in closing, playing that clip of Trump again, this is so historic. Big FBI whistleblower with us right now, if you just joined us. So historic to illustrate it's not 10G chess, it's not trillion D chess. Trump's really smart, has a lot of knowledge. He admitted he didn't understand a lot of things in the first administration. He's still learning. He doesn't even know they've got this big globalist person pushing the official, you know, hoax of J6. He sees it, he says it's wrong, That's what listeners and viewers need to know when they just say, trust whatever Trump does. No, we have major effect on Trump with our research, what we're doing. That's why they want to shut us up. So just in closing, where do you see all this going now? I mean, I agree with you. Patel, Bongino are gone. We need to affect the battle space now and really put forward the candidates now where we can actually get reform at the FBI and also the DOJ. So closing comments on that.
Yeah, real quick and dirty. The guy that is now sitting in the number three role at the FBI, and he sits behind Bongino and Andrew Bailey, who we mentioned earlier, and Kash Patel. His name is Chad Yarbrough. He's flying under the radar. He was formerly the assistant director in charge of the criminal division. He got promoted up to the number three role, and his name's not on the website. People can go to FBI.gov, look at the leadership structure. They still have the same guy on there who was just recently retired a couple of weeks ago. His name was William Rivers. Rivers retired because the special agents in charge had him on a speaking dais and they booed him off the stage. And he probably said, F this, I'm done with this game and I'm going to retire with my credibility. Now you've got a yes man's yes man in there because all the same snakes, which is the same problem I told Patel and Bongino at the beginning, the same people in the bureau and middle management that want to do the worst stuff, they're all still there. We've got people like Shannon Perry that were promoted under Ray and promoted under Comey. We've got this guy Yarbrough, who people who worked with him that I like don't like him. And that's not a good indication. You've got all the bad stuff going on. And if you want an indication of like how crazy it is, how bad the good agents don't want to help out right now, the best job in the FBI, if you're a criminal investigator, is the assistant director of the criminal division. It's the AD of CID. That job was up because this guy, Chad, moved into the new space above him. And nobody, zero people inside the bureau applied for that job. It went unanswered. They cannot get good agents to step up and take the special agents in charge of the field offices right now, because it comes with a 1-year probation where you can be fired. Nobody trusts what Bongino is doing. So kind of the accidental effect of these guys blundering through what they're doing is they've actually destroyed something really bizarre. They've made all the good agents that would be useful to our cause that would otherwise step up and do the right thing. They're not going to do it because they don't want to be associated with this brand. But even more amusing, at least for me on the outside, I guess it's kind of funny, is that the yes people and the snakes and the sort of like swampy types that wanted the old agenda continue, they're all scared of taking a promotion right now. So you've got this completely non-functional, very dangerous government agency. And I honestly think that this Brian Cole thing is the last nail in the coffin for these guys' credibility. Whether we get somebody that steps in and just says, hey, we got to do the thing that these guys originally promised, you know, like de-weaponize and get rid of the intel component and really actually make this a non-threat, or whether or not we get more of the same, it's going to be on how much information is out there. And it's way too big for Donald Trump to know all that stuff up front. There's no way he would. This is granular details. You need people you can rely on. Unfortunately,
absolutely,
he got guys
Patrick
that didn't
Byrne
have it.
Is about to take over with a bunch of news here, but you know, he's done a lot of stuff with the DOJ, as you probably know. He had a comment about all this and a question. Patrick?
Yes. As much as I love President Trump, I think we all have to agree at this point, he has trust issues. And he has trust issues, and because of that, people manipulate him by telling him, you can really trust me. And secondly, he tends to appoint people who are very close to him that he thinks he can trust. Some of these people, and Alex and I have both built large organizations, and it turns out you can have a good friend who you can trust and all this stuff and very smart, but you put him in a position running 40,000 people. You know, Kash Patel, I like the guy, but most he's ever done is run a little staff of 2 or 3 people. Now he's running 40,000 people. Let me tell you, until you've done it, that looks a lot easier than it is. He's got what Trump has to do if he wants to keep appointing these people that he loves and trusts is every time he does, take a Marine colonel and staple it to the guy, and then the Marine colonel knows how to manage a 40,000 person bureaucracy. And otherwise, they just get rings running around them. Like Radcliffe gets rings run around him at the CIA. Cash gets rings run around him at the FBI. They can't get anything done.
I agree. And I'm not giving him an out. Kyle picked this 10 months ago. It is, and I'd be incompetent doing it too. They're in over their heads. I mean,
people for some reason, if you haven't done it, it looks a lot easier than it is. And running a large organization, I've managed thousands for Buffett. I built one of 2,000 people myself. It ain't easy. It doesn't matter if you went to Harvard or have a law degree. There's a whole separate set of skills.
And people get in fights and there's cliques and you got to have a mission. You got to have people on board. And if your crew isn't on board with you, you're screwed.
And you know what they do? When you appoint a Cash or a Pam, they show up and their staff says, "Oh, we know that this is overwhelming. Listen, you don't worry. You take care of your. We'll make you look good. We've got this under control. We'll make you look good. We've got." You know, so Pam Bondi goes and lives in Florida. She doesn't even live in, she's not managing it. The number two, Todd Blanche, manages the DOJ.
I've been told high-level DOJ, and it wasn't Ed Martin, his old name. She literally just gets her hair done on the TV. She is not running anything.
I've been told by someone else in the DOJ, she flies to D.C., goes to the White House for the press conference, goes home, and doesn't even go into the DOJ sometimes. Usually she does, but sometimes she doesn't even visit her own. So, yeah, that's because you've got this, that's the deep state fighting back. And they tell these guys because they've never run anything. And I'm sorry, I don't.
And meanwhile, the deep state's there at midnight.
Yeah. It's too late. Yeah. So it's time to take them on. It's time to take them on. And that's why I'm here with you today. I'm going to be dropping some deep state bombshells on you, Alex.
All right, Kyle, tell us where we can find your amazing podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, one little thought here, gents. One of the things that also needs to be done is you really need people that know the inside culture of each of these individual agencies, which are unique and they hide information in their own ways. You need people
like
that are battle tested in that.
Needed the Native American guide.
You need a local guide. That's it. SF does it too. You go in special operations. You want to get on the ground. You want someone who's been there before that knows the ground truth. They need someone to do that. I'm not that guy, but there are people in the Bureau that will do it. And there are people at DOJ that will do it. People that will come out of retirement to do it. They've got to have seen the ugly end and walked the good
Trump
thing.
Trump should get all the old retired men and women that have great records and draft them in. He needs that.
I agree.
Yeah, small number of them. Small, tight number of them. Yeah, people can find me over on Rumble. It's rumble.com/Kyle Serafin. I'm on X. It's at Kyle Serafin. Find me on YouTube at Kyle Serafin as well. KyleSerafinShow.com. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You better make a final prediction. I want you to do to comment on this. And I want Patrick, then I'm going to do a plug and come back with all his big news. I just gut level letting the cash get in and cover up all the perjury, all of it, the Stu Peter stuff, all of it just goes on and on. That's when he got compromised and thought, oh, they're my friends. No, they're going to use this before the midterms. I predict by the middle of next year, you're going to have huge hearings about Bongino and Patel. They're going to drag all this out, and I think they're going to crucify those guys. And I just hope they remember how they went and played footsie with the establishment, thinking they were going to get a pass here. They never should have done it. And so I'm predicting that the sooner Trump blows Bongino and Patel out the airlock and distances himself, the better. Kyle, what do you think?
100%. Yeah, I think he should have done it beforehand. I think the indication was there. I think the MAGA base was behind it. I think that enough people understand what's going on. You can't convince us that you did a 180-degree turn on all the critical things before you went in and then think that everything is still business as usual, copacetic, and you're still our guy. There's obviously always going to be the homers that continue to watch Fox News, but if people are watching stuff like this and if they're critical thinkers, it doesn't make sense that you suddenly back the government's play and all answers point away from the government and all the major scandals that we knew were part of the governmental.
Corrupt, but if I was going to sell out, I would incrementally do it. You don't go like right. Bat turn. You know, it's like, whoa. All right, Kyle Serafin, thank you so much.
Gentlemen, take it easy.
All right, brief plug, because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Chinese or Soros or the New World Order. I'm funded by you. We have the very best supplements. We have the 12 Days of Christmas in Sunday at midnight. 40% off all the Patriot apparel and all the great supplements. The Methylene Blue, the Methylene Red's back in stock. That is going to end Sunday at midnight. Please shop with us. We need the funds. We are battling and building new networks and got a civil rights lawsuit that was supposed to be filed weeks ago, but it's going to be filed any day now. The first conspiracy against rights, against the DOJ, against the Democrat law firms. And we're going full warfare here. We're on an offense, but I need your support. Yeah, I was talking about Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, all of it. We have the documents. We have the eyewitnesses. We have whistleblowers. They're screwed. Just processing it all has been totally insane. So we need the support. And it's not like we haven't delivered before. You're betting on the horse that keeps winning. Thank you for the support. Also, we have the new creatine gummies, 5 milligrams, the highest quality creatine. Not as good for your muscles. It's for your brain, folks. Look into that. It's all there. That's 40% off. As well, thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you all for your support, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, Patrick Byrne. We had General Flynn on.
Guilty.
Earlier, all this stuff to cover. There are so many huge topics here. Venezuela, the deep state. The planes have gone into Venezuela already, have they? Why is Venezuela suddenly our major opponent? We've got a whole bunch of big developments there. We've got more people flipping, not just the former intelligence chief, but more. So, Patrick Byrne, you've got some big intel you're dropping for us right now.
Well, first, I thought you'd be happy to know about 90 minutes ago, the first F-18s were over Venezuela. I gave Daria, can you pull up that image I gave you? We got the radar image. They're actually F-18s over in Venezuela airspace.
And my Pentagon sources told me Sunday they put up the AWACS and the others then as a probing operation. So it looks like they're moving.
But the AWACS and stuff are off the shore. We now have F-18s. Now, they're not dropping anything that we know of, but they're in Venezuela over Caraibo, over Macaraibo.
So what are they doing? Surveying it before they...
All we can see is they haven't turned off their transponders. That tells us they're probably not bombing. They're probably provoking and trying to get see how Venezuela. We should be just in continuously ratcheting it up until they either respond or they slink off.
By the way, a lot of people ask me, and by the way, I want to ask you this. You probably didn't see it. General Flynn said he wants Maduro to go. Trump should take the deal and let him get the $200 million and leave. He thinks, because I agree, that intelligence agencies will set Trump up with the Bay of Pigs or a Vietnam or something worse. He's worried about a Gulf of Tonkin for full pull-in, and I know you and Flynn are big buddies, but that's where I've been. Like, I get taking down Cuba, taking down Venezuela, the piggy bank, the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, take control of our hemisphere, get the Chi-Coms out of Panama. I get it's the right move. My question is, I don't trust these agencies. Look how they tried to set up Hegseth lying. He wasn't even on the call. Saying kill them all. That's now confirmed. So I'm worried about going into this with all these traitors that are involved. So how do you square that up with what Flynn said?
You should be worried. And we know that there was already an attempt to do just what you're anticipating, to set up a Bay of Pigs. That got taken care of. I'll be getting there. But remember how there was a cartel general who a couple weeks ago when I was here, he put a, which one do you want? The red one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just pointing.
The cartel general wrote a letter where he included a bunch of information, and he has revealed,
And that's on record. He's the former head intelligence guy.
And we already knew of at least 20.
So we have the former intelligence head, now this top general. So we're seeing major defections.
And we're seeing major defections. There's a new one last night that we'll be talking about today. But just so you know, I'm going to share this much. That general in prison, he gave names. We already had most of the names. There were a number of names he did not give. One of the names that we did not have before he gave it went and was tracked into, he was in the CIA. And in fact, I'm not going to say more than this. He was part of this Venezuelan operation, the planning for this Venezuelan operation. In other words, Venezuela had an asset in the CIA group who was planning this invasion.
And by the way, it's not like you just say this stuff. You've been proven right over and over again. So you've got all this exclusive intel, five big stories for us today.
Yeah.
I just want to address this first because I've been on the fence here. I get if it could happen perfectly and Maduro could be sent to Mars and they could have an election and what a rich country, great people and free Latin America, I'm all for it. I just look at all the problems there. What do you make of Flynn? I probably didn't see it. Flynn was warning Trump, don't go for a full regime change. I think they're going to try to set you up. And that made me kind of shift back on the bubble from saying, okay, maybe go ahead and do it, but I have concerns to not being sure.
How long ago did he say that?
He said it in like 11:40 to 11:45.
Oh. I haven't seen that. Maybe he has some. Well, we know that there are.
And he said, we need to listen to you, and he really respects you, too.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, yeah. But my point was he wasn't poo-pooing it. It's just that I've been morally for it, never for regime change before, because I get it's about American sovereignty.
Right.
My issue is he's walking into the trap, and then Flynn's saying it.
Yeah, well, we know now that there was a trap set, that there was somebody inside the CIA who was in touch with Venezuela and was an asset of Venezuela. He's been carved out, and things have been changed, but they are trying to set Trump up. I hate war. I've seen war. I've seen the aftermath of war. There's nothing glamorous. I'm the last guy in the world that wants war. This is the most important war we've had to fight.
No, I'm sold. I'm all about bringing, because we know it brings down Cuba. It brings down the Mexican cartel.
Yep.
and the deep state CIA liberal money. So, I mean, we know this is the deep state's jugular.
Yes.
Also cutting Ukraine off. What do you make of Trump saying, Zelensky's a dictator, get him out of there? I mean, this is the right move.
This is the right move. You know, our new national...
They got two hearts now. It's Venezuela and Ukraine.
Ukraine. Yeah, I don't think that anything we've been told about Ukraine for the last 10 years is true. I think that effectively We provoked that war. We did some extraordinarily provocative things. I was raised...
Victoria Nuland brags about it.
Yeah, war pig. I was raised by the most hawk general in America. And he, in 2015, was telling me, along with Hugo, George Shultz, that this is a nutty war. There's no reason for us to start World War III over Ukraine.
Plus, it's unwinnable with the biggest nuclear power.
Yeah, it's just... There's
like, don't start a fight with Mike Tyson in 1990.
Right. There's some reason that the Victoria Nuland, Biden, Bush, Obama, they've been after Clinton. There's some reason we've just had to get a war going since 2015. And it has nothing to do with any organic national security needs or policies.
Yeah, so it's all tied together. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, trust me, if you saw the clip, it was powerful. Flynn literally said what I've said. I said, I'm morally for the regime change, but Trump's like saying, no, you can't have 200 million, you can't leave. So why not just let Maduro leave? I understand they want to put the intelligence guy in. No, just agree to free elections. What's the issue?
Yeah, well, one issue is Maduro's own people are going to kill him if he tries to. They're saying, we won't let you leave. You're going to leave the 1,000 of us here to all be hung. No way. Either you get a deal that all of us go with you, or if you don't, we're going to shoot your
own. So where do they send them?
Northern Turkey. Northern Turkey has a resort that would take all of them. And they don't have to. Russia, Iran, and China have said no. For as much as they won't.
Just like a resort the Syrians are in Russia. Park them in a resort.
Exactly. Put them on that.
Instead of an island like Alba, we send them to a resort.
You know, the new national security strategy that has come out is, I think, wonderful.
And I wanted to get to that. This is a major game changer, and Trump's actually doing it. Explain it.
Well, it's that we're revivifying the Monroe Doctrine. We're focusing on the Americas, which is long overdue. It's kind of, I think, to our shame that we haven't done more in the Americas and less focus on distant regions. Yes, we still want peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific, but we're about the Americas, and that includes we have to eject hostile foreign powers. So, you know, every enemy we're against has their Venezuela is their playground. If you're talking from Hamas, Hezbollah, FARC,
China,
Russia, the Basque separatists, any terrorist group.
So we move in and Latin America wants it. We put in capitalist elected governments and it becomes the Riviera.
Free market. We could make in 10 years, we could make Venezuela into like the Switzerland. Yes, it's got all the capital. There's plenty of capital. Doesn't need money from us. It's got, you know, the people are 99% Catholic or Christian. The idea
that's socially conservative.
Yeah, it's not going to be another Iraq, because you're talking about a country that plays baseball and is Christian and is a lot easier to get together. You've got.
But they got taken over by communists.
Yeah, got taken over by communists. Taken over by communists. Actually, that's where I want to go. Do you remember Carlos the Jackal?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, first pick put up Daria put up Carlos the Jackal. This Carlos the Jackal was the stepfather to two important Venezuelans. I'm going to show you. He was Venezuelan. Ilyich Ramirez Sanchez was his real name. Carlos the Jackal. There are two Venezuelans. I'm not going to throw a bunch of names at you, but there's a brother-sister you need to know about. The only thing you really need to know about Venezuela is this brother-sister. Their name is Rodriguez. Could you pick up? This is Jorge and Delcy. He is like Hannibal Lecter. Think of this guy as Hannibal Lecter. He's a psychiatrist. He's the mastermind of everything you've been hearing about Venezuela. He's the mastermind. His sister, Delcy, is the vice president. These two people were the children of a terrorist fellow traveler of Carlos the Jackal. He was a kidnapper. He kidnapped an American businessman, got imprisoned in the 70s, and was killed. They think by America. It was actually, I'm also told, it was actually his jailers, but whatever. So they hate America. The important thing is this is a bombshell. No one knows here yet in America that after their father was killed, they moved to Paris and they became with the mother, their mother, and their mother became Carlos the Jackal's girl. So Carlos the Jackal was their stepdad. Of the two people who are and no one knows this in America, by the way, they are the children, stepchildren of Carlos the Jackal, the terrorist, and they are the psychopaths behind this whole regime.
And again, the average person says, oh, Venezuela, third world, no money. No. incredible oil riches, big giant budgets. It's a big deal.
Yeah, biggest oil reserves in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia. And there's now six people in Venezuela whose own income is larger than the entire budget of the CIA. So they have a lot of money for mischief, and they hate us. So that's one important. No one knew that before today, before I've just released this.
So you're breaking that. Say that again. That's just big news.
Carlos the Jackal, the great terrorist, is actually the stepfather of the brother-sister team who are the center of the Venezuelan regime.
That's like Obama raised by Bill Ayers, the weatherman.
Right.
And his real dad being the head of the Communist Party.
Right, Frank Marshall or something, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, so that's...
Frank Marshall Davis.
That's quite interesting. In addition, so these are the guys, this guy on the right, I mean, I won't throw names at you, but just remember the guy I call the Hannibal Lecter of the regime. That guy on the right is actually...
Why not just say names?
But, well, people get confused when you use too many Latin names. Just know that the guy who's the president is really number four or five in the country. The guy above...
You're saying these are the real people.
The real people are these guys and a guy named Diosdado Cabello, who's the formal godfather of the regime, of the mafia. But the godfather of the mafia reports to those two masterminds. And she's the vice... So it doesn't matter that on paper she's the vice president and he on paper is just some psychiatrist.
And that's why Trump wants total regime change, because they're trying... The CIA wants them to kind of leave people in place.
The CIA wants that woman to take over. The CIA, in fact... Rick Grinnell was down in Caracas. I do not think this is public. Rick Grinnell was down in Caracas a week ago trying to make a deal where they say, okay, we'll give up Maduro and we'll just make her be. And Rick Grinnell and the CIA is trying to get that snake to be the replacement for Maduro. We're going from cartel to cartel heavy to do that. It's ridiculous.
So where do you think Trump is if they've got the AWACS in the air and the F-18s flying around? What's going on?
Well, on the other side, and so on, you have one side in the White House is the CIA and Rick Grinnell arguing for we make her the new president. Or, and they've been saying all year, look, we got to let bygones be bygones. Venezuela is willing to give us oil fields and the rights to gold fields. Let's this be bygones and bygones. Who cares that they tried to overthrow us? That's their position. Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth are the guys saying these people committed a massive act of war against us. They almost won. No way do we let this slide.
So my point is that America's barely surviving, and I'm not normally... pro-war, and I mean, Rubio, I don't trust him, but he does a great job so far.
Yes.
But you take down Venezuela, you take down Cuba, and you take down the Mexican leadership.
Oh, all kinds of good flows from this. Cuba would fail in months. If they were the source of all the Latin American...
But people don't know, the CIA put Castro in power.
Correct. And just so you know, every strong man in Latin America is getting bribed.
Oh, let's come back and talk about it.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.